So Eric's an idiot and hurt his shoulder. How'd you do that?
Yeah, I had too much testosterone going through me. I'm left-handed, and I pull back 70 pounds on my bow. And my buddy, he was up there, and he was right-handed. He pulls an 84-pound back. So I'm like, I can do that. I've been lifting. I'm great. So I went to pull it back, and let's just say I did not pull the 84 pounds back. And I tried once more, and I popped my shoulder.
Fantastic. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Northwest Box Talk. I am Marcus Dahl.
And I'm Eric Hendrickson, and we're coming to you from our box in Enumclaw, Washington, the Claw CrossFit. And today we're joined with John Hawley, a.k.a. Guacamole John, the man, the myth, the legend.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. We wanted to wonder first... Your Instagram. We wanted to know first.
Okay. We wanted to wander first.
All right. Okay, we're good now. First thing is, God, I don't even know.
Hey, that's fine. It's fine. How'd you get the name Guacamole John? That's what we've been wondering since we asked you to be on here. First question.
So the way I got the name Guacamole John was my wife's a cookbook author, and in her very first book, which was self-published, she put in one of my guacamole recipes in it. And with her third book that she released, we did a book tour. And in Nashville, a woman came up to me, gave me a hug, and said, "You're Guacamole John." And from there, my wife goes, "Your new Instagram name is Guacamole John."
Oh,
and
wow.
It's been that way ever since.
That's really, really cool.
That is great. So what's your guacamole recipe?
I don't know it off the top of my head
now. No, man, rough question.
I feel like you should know that.
I have to reference the book.
Oh, okay.
And I make it different all the time. Avocados, obviously.
Yeah.
I always put garlic, cilantro, onions, and tomatoes, salt, and pepper. It's super simple.
Yeah.
But the one that's in her book might be a little different. Oh, yeah, maybe some jalapenos or some
spice it up
bonnets.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of flair.
Yep. I always make it a little different each time because that's the fun part of guacamole.
Yeah, it is cool. You can make it, but that's why I was wondering. Yep. Like, I've had guacamole 6 different ways. Yeah. Got to try Guacamole John.
Only 6?
Yeah, only 6. That's it. That'll be 7 soon.
So where this down here is the audio.
Well, this is it right here. Okay. But then this is what it is taking in, and then it boosts that signal to put out here. Because
gotcha.
You want a lower input and boost it so that way it sounds cleaner.
Gotcha. Okay.
It can keep the levels.
So I can watch this. Oh, is that us? Is that Eric and I?
Yeah,
and
we're going right now. See, we're in the red. We're explaining right now how Marcus's software works on the podcast.
I didn't realize we're recording.
Yeah, we're live. Yeah. We're live right now, which is great. It's good.
Yeah. It's more for me to edit, whatever.
Good. Put you to work.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, next question. Tell us about yourself a little bit, John.
Oh, geez. My name is John Hawley, born and raised in the Seattle area, Ballard, and then my family moved us out to Kirkland, where I went to Lake Washington High School. And then from there, moved all over the east side, Redmond and Kirkland, and then out to Berrien. And that's in Berrien is where I met my wife.
Right on.
She used to be a server at 13 Coins there in SeaTac.
I've been there.
And
I don't know, is it still there?
It's still there, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Been a long time since.
Yeah, the only one that got moved was the one that was there off of Bourne in Seattle. Mm. That's now down by the stadiums.
Gotcha.
And slowly moved further south. I don't know. What else do you want? There's so much about me.
Where do you do fitness?
Where do I do fitness?
Yeah.
I do fitness at the Claw CrossFit. And then when we're traveling, whichever gym will take me in.
Yeah, I follow Guacamole John on Instagram, and he is always making these, videos? Or time lapses.
Time lapses, yeah. Always time lapses.
How did you get started doing that?
So we used to belong to Rainier CrossFit.
Okay.
5 or 6 years ago. We quit there, and we built a gym in our garage. And to motivate myself, I started taking video of myself.
Okay.
And then as a way to have accountability, I started posting on Facebook, maybe even MySpace at the time, I don't remember. And it was just as a way to, hey, guys, I'm doing this. You're going to hold me accountable. If I don't post something, it means I'm not working out.
Yeah.
And so I just started doing that daily. And then I got back into a gym, Acme, when they were over here. Started CrossFit back up at Acme. And I said, I'm just going to continue doing these videos. And then Instagram was big. And so I was doing a lot of more Instagram then. And I decided I would do time lapse because you know, a half hour workout or
yeah,
even
no one
an
wants
hour
to watch
workout,
that whole
that's
thing.
A long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, no, it looks awesome.
And so if you do time lapse, it's funny looking.
Yeah.
And if I mess up, which I do a lot, you don't see it.
No one's counting your reps or your actual time.
Yeah, exactly. They're going, oh, I know that was supposed to be 15. You did a 12.
Yeah.
Because I don't keep track of my reps. I mean, yeah. I count, but if I mess up, I don't, whatever. I'm just here to sweat. I don't care what my time is.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, what got you motivated to start working out? Why did you, was it always been CrossFit, or is it, like you said, home gym? You kind of did your, you know.
Yeah, CrossFit was what really kicked off the fitness.
Okay.
Prior to that, I would go to a Globa Gym or attempt to.
Okay.
And
yeah, totally. I've been there plenty of times.
Yeah, you know, you just go through what you know.
Exactly.
And when you don't know, you don't know a lot.
Well, and it's just, you don't have 60 other people next to you pushing you. Not necessarily 60
no, exactly.
every time, but, you know, there's always someone to work out with together.
Yeah, always. Even if it's CrossFit. A coach. Yeah. There are times I showed up here and it's just me. And then Taylor will jump in with me or Cam.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about working out, at least doing CrossFit or something that's similar to CrossFit, is that you have a coach that's going to tell you that if you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
When I was working out by myself, I was probably doing things way wrong.
Totally. And, form, yeah.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Notorious.
But also, I wasn't doing cleans. I wasn't doing deadlifts. I wasn't doing snatches. I was just doing bicep curls.
Yeah, curls for the girls. Yeah, right there.
Oh, I love it.
Same way.
You used to be a lot bigger too, weren't you?
Yeah. Just before I started Acme, I think I weighed close to 280.
Dang,
and then
big,
now
yeah.
I fluctuate between 220, 230.
Oh, wow. That's a big drop.
Yeah, it's a huge drop. Physical activity. I don't care. I tell people. So with Kendra being an author and being somewhat having her fame, she runs a couple groups where people ask questions all the time. And people, they say, I don't want to work out. I don't want to do exercise. I think exercise is huge.
Yeah.
You can't just
No.
You can't just eat a low carb diet or whatever your diet is and expect to lose weight and be healthy.
Exactly.
You're still going to be somewhat sick.
Calories in versus calories out. If you're not burning calories off, you're not going to lose weight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be skinny fat.
Yeah.
Nope.
Exactly.
That's kind of why we asked John to come on to this podcast today. Is a little bit of nutrition going back and forth on different fads, because John here, he does keto.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with his wife, Kendra, because like he said, she's an author. And she has, what, one, two, how many books does she have out?
Six?
Six, yeah, way
wow,
off.
Yeah,
see, yeah that's,
six
that's
books.
Amazing. And she writes them all herself and comes up with all the recipes for keto, correct?
Yeah, low-carb ketogenic, yeah.
So
we like to say low-carb, high-fat.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Low-carb, last 8 years or so. Off and on for at least last 8 years. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I'll go months where it'll be not junk food, but not low carb. It'll be possible. We try to, even when we do go off the rails a bit, we try to keep it healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's no such thing as low carb pasta.
Well, so have you tried other diet fads or other things besides keto, or is this the first diet you've ever done?
Yeah, just Kendra introduced me to. I knew what low carb was prior to her and I meeting, but she brought it into my life. She said, "This is. We should be eating this
and
way."
You saw results, and you're like, "All right,
yep.
I have no reason to change what's going on."
Exactly. Yeah. I think the big thing, maybe not. I think a lot of people should cut out like the flours, white flours, sugar. You know, the processed junk.
Yeah.
You know, I think the world would be a healthier place. At least the United States would be a lot healthier place without that junk.
The U.S. is pretty rough as far as obesity goes. We're very
people are overeating too. Like you can have a healthy amount of carbs, but it's just the mass amount of people just overeating all this food and stuff, and
it
keeps them so big.
Yeah, so I'm actually thinking about doing the, what do you call it, low carb, high fat.
Yeah, low carb, high fat.
After I'm done with the Cannes West Games that I got coming up in 2 weeks, I want to get a little bit more shredded for the summertime. But right now I'm taking in so many calories, fats, and protein that I just don't think I could do low carb, high fat, and maintain what I'm doing in the gym right now.
Yeah, you work out a lot.
I do. I'm on a little bit of a different level than most people, but I do want to try it, and I'll let everybody know how it goes for me.
Especially the training that like we do and you do,
is
it's harder to do all that stuff with low carbohydrates in your body. You need actually massive amount to keep up with all the training.
And I've done, I think I've done three or four different diet fads, and it seems like they I stay steady somewhat, but I'm not perfect. And the low carb, high fat, I've heard nothing but great things from everybody.
Yeah.
It basically is like, once you get on it, you pretty much stay on it because your body will react if you try to get off of it. So you just easier to stay on.
Yeah, and it feels good too. And it really, like, even though I try to stay low carb, high fat, there's still the days where like a Saturday workout, I know here it's going to be a rough workout. So I'll have some berries or some higher carbs before I come in.
Yeah. Blueberries have huge carbs in them. That's one thing that I eat a lot of.
Yeah, I love blueberries.
And watermelon.
Yep, blueberries with cream. That's my favorite. Frozen blueberries with cream. That's my snack.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's great. I would love that to be my favorite thing. What is your favorite keto, I guess, low-carb, high-fat? I don't know if you guys call it keto, low-carb, high-fat.
Low-carb, high-fat.
Okay,
We rarely say keto unless we're talking about something outside of us.
So what's your favorite meal that you've had? Because you've been around it for, 8 years now?
Oh, jeez. That's very difficult.
What's the one you go to? What's your go-to meal? Like, you know what? I could have this one once a week, every week.
My go-to is ribeye or some other nice cut of steak with some sort of salad. Usually it's like a dark leafy green with, like, say, arugula, Swiss chard, and then MCT oil and salt.
What kind of oil was that?
MCT oil.
My buddy was telling me about it. I just got back from a bachelor party this weekend, and my buddy's doing high-fat, low-carb, and he's lost 70 pounds since February.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it, but he uses that oil. He's like, have you tried it? I'm like, no, I haven't. And they were talking about some pink salt or something else that they use or something.
Yeah, my favorite salt that I use is Redmond Real Salt. It's not Redmond, Washington, Redmond, Utah.
Okay.
So it's here in the United States.
Lots of flavor.
Lots of flavor. It's weird to say, but it almost has a little sweetness to it.
Oh.
And it's salt with minerals. It's just like Himalayan pink salt.
What do you put it on? Just everything?
Everything. Yeah, literally everything.
That'd be great on some
broccoli. I start off my mornings with probably 12 ounces of warm water, room temperature water with salt in it.
That's just, you just drink it?
Yep. That's how I start my mornings is with that.
I've heard of, what is that? Cider vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar.
Warm salt water.
In fact, so you know Aubrey Marcus on it?
I do not.
So Aubrey Marcus, he owns the company on it.
Oh.
Joe Rogan's company.
Now it's clicking.
Yeah, so he, I just got done listening to his book, and one of the things he starts his mornings off is warm water with salt, lemon, and sometimes apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
I'm just going to do salt.
Yeah, well, that apple cider vinegar, I've tried it. It's not good. Salt water, I can probably handle a little bit easier.
That's good on a salad, but I don't want to drink it straight.
Right on. So, Marcus, what do you think? You ever got on the...
I've done versions of it. Like, I've tried to keep my carbohydrate levels low because I've always done, like, tracking macros and stuff, and when I'm not working out, I know I like to keep my carbohydrate levels low, but for me, it is impossible to get full. Like I always am hungry, and like I feel like no matter how many vegetables I eat, or like I know that's carbohydrates too, but how many vegetables I eat or fat or like proteins, like I can't eat enough. I can eat a ton of protein, but I can't eat enough to get full. Like I get physically sick before I get full because I'm just eating so much meat. So I can never find the right mixture to actually get full to the point where I can do it consistently because I'm never full, you know?
Yeah, I've been there. I feel like another thing that my buddy said he was doing that when I was at his bachelor party, he does intermittent fasting with this diet, and he said that's what's helped him the most. Now, I've never tried it, but the GOAT of CrossFit, Rich Froning, does intermittent fasting, so I think maybe I'll have to try that too. Have you ever done it, John?
No. I've done extended fasts, but I've tried. I said, this week I'm going to do a, you know, whatever. I'm stupid with math. So 16 hours and then whatever that other hour is eating.
Yeah, I think they only do like 8 morning fasting or something like that. Then they go work out. But there wouldn't be no energy. But like I said, Rich Froning, the man, the myth, the legend himself, does intermittent fasting and it works great.
Here's the crazy thing about fasting. So early July, I did a fasting, 72 hours salt fast, salt and water. That's all you do.
For 72 hours?
72 hours. So it's 3 days. So three days of just salt and water. The first day it started was a Sunday, so it didn't work out. But I worked out Monday and Tuesday, and I felt awesome. With no food, just salt and water.
So the first day, was it just like unbearably rough? But then you were like,
I went in. So we did this with a group of people. It was like thousands of people were involved in it. And so one of the guys that was kind of headed it all.
Wanderer.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of ran the whole thing. His name is Thomas DeLauer, and he's a fitness and nutrition guy on YouTube.
Okay.
And I watched one of his videos about how to prepare for a fast. And I didn't do exactly what he said, but he says...
So there's a preparation.
There's kind of a preparation, you know, so you eat very cleanly.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Yeah, I think it's very smart.
You said 72 hours. Usually I'm just 7 to 2 hours is how long I can make it.
I'm the same way, yeah.
I think that's the one thing that, especially all these fad diets, is what ruins people, and why people can't do it is because they don't prepare enough, or they just try to jump right into it, or it's like, and that... giant leap people have to make to get into these, to lose weights. Like, you hear all these stories of people who like lose all these weights with all these fad diets, and like they work for some people and they don't work for others. And I totally think it's because, one, people don't stay committed, which is the main thing.
That's a big
one. And two, people, like that big jump, people can't handle it.
Yeah, you shouldn't jump. For anything that you do, especially when it comes to nutrition, you need to go in slowly. I tell people all the time, because people say, how do I start? And you'll see a bunch of posts. People say, cut out this, and do this.
Yeah.
No. Start simple.
Yeah.
What's the one thing? Do you wake up and do you drink a soda in the morning?
Exactly.
Stop that. And then do that for a month. If you can do that for a month, go on to the next thing. Your next thing is bread,
check
toast.
The list, so you finally knock everything off.
Yeah. And you didn't gain all the weight in a day. You're not going to lose it all in a day.
Exactly.
Take your time. Be healthy about it, and be committed. And you're going to be successful in the long run if you go about it slowly.
No, I agree completely with that. Because I was the rush. I've always been impatient about a lot of things. And the older I get, and now having a child, it's made me a lot more patient. But it was the same thing with dieting. I would rush in and be like, I'm going to cut everything, and I would go hard for 20 days, and I would lose a bunch of weight, and then I would get off of it, and more than that was my finger snapping. It's pretty good. I would get off of it, and I would gain all the weight right back.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
too impatient. Yeah, so just trusting the process, like you're saying, slowly start cutting out, and then everything becomes a habit. It's not overwhelming at once.
That's just how the human body works. It's going to scream for all those things that it had before, and it makes it almost impossible.
Well, like I said, I've gone on that, and you're like exactly like that. Like, I never crave, you know, a maple bar donut ever. The minute I'm like, oh, I'm on a diet, 7 hours in, maple bar, I need it.
Let's go to Legendary.
Yeah,
it doesn't right now.
Lakeland Hills, here we come. Like, you're right, though. It just craves it all of a sudden.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that, like, if you do have a junky diet, you're eating a bunch of sugar and white flours, and then you stop it right away, your body, that's what's used to running on.
Yeah.
So it's going, I can't function. This is, you're not giving me my fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to change your cells, you know?
Yeah, learn to burn fat for energy versus
carbohydrates. Or even, you can even burn healthy carbohydrates.
Yeah,
I'm I'm way down for healthy carbohydrates, like sweet potatoes,
yeah, so
yams.
explain a healthy carb for some of those people who don't know what it is.
I'm not going to use the proper words or anything.
Yeah, none of us are.
No,
none
they
of us
don't want to hear the proper words.
So none of us, just so everybody's clear, none of us are experts at any diets. We've all just kind of, you know, tried one or another. I've done more than probably most people because, like I said, I'm impatient and I try new things. But John stuck with his low carb, high fat. And Marcus, how many diets you been on?
100. I can't even. Yeah, no, exactly. No counting.
So, we don't really care about the proper term. We just want to know what's going on. But explain that.
Yeah, so for me, my healthy carbs come from the earth.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's fruits, vegetables, I'm fine with it. Not healthy, and I don't know why. So you got complex carbs and simple carbs. I don't remember which is which and which is good for you.
Yeah.
But I do know that the carbs that I want are coming from plants. And that your body's going to burn it easier. Mm-hmm. And it's also attached to a fiber. And when a carbohydrate is attached to a fiber, your body's going to process it differently than like straight up carbohydrate, like a soda or sugar, honey.
Yeah.
Even a little bit of honey, I think, is fine, because especially if you're getting local raw honey, you're getting awesome benefits that can help with allergies, like local allergies from pollen and stuff, and some other awesome benefits from honey.
Yeah. And what people don't understand is they turn to things that are still processed. And even if it says it's less calories or whatever, like, your body still is reacting badly to it because it is processed.
Yep.
And you're still not going to lose weight. you could, because you're not having as many calories, but not as good as if you were eating something that is whole, that your body has to work to process it and will burn it faster and make your body.
I know, I agree. And it goes back to that whole patience thing. Like, do it the right way, dude, taking the good carbs. That way you're losing, you know, the weight that way. If you lose it just by dropping a bunch of calories suddenly, you're just going to gain it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, I agree. It was funny, last Alpine Grind, I was doing Instagram stories, and I had some Northwest Fit meal, and they had sweet potatoes and whatever else, and I was eating sweet potatoes in the middle of the workout. Not middle, but, you know, the break.
Yeah.
And people were saying, that's too high in carbs. It was like, this is probably the healthiest carb that you can take in.
Those Northwest Fit meals are amazing.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
Whenever I can get one, I usually get one. Usually it's free because someone doesn't want it. And I don't pay for it, but I would pay for it.
I think what he says, he's stealing it out of the fridge.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Someone's missing one at the Clock CrossFit. It wasn't me. I think I saw Marcus.
I don't know what they do. They got to have like a magic wand or something, because I've tried to duplicate so many of the things. Yeah, they're potatoes or something, or just their meat, just everything. I've tried to duplicate it. I've even talked to her, the what is her name?
I can't remember.
She's in the military. I think she's off. She's shipped overseas right now, I'm pretty sure. But like the lady who runs it around here, I've literally asked her, and she told me how she makes it and how they make it. And I went and tried it, and it tastes nothing like it. Yeah, I just don't understand.
They know what they're doing. I mean, plug for them, Northwest Fit Meals. If you guys haven't tried one, at least buy one and get it, because it'll change.
Or if you see their truck anywhere, they don't have a truck, but they cater.
Yeah. No, they cater.
Yeah, so and if you see them catering somewhere, they're so worth it.
I know if you're a Claw CrossFit member, you get a discount because they sell a lot of them to us.
They even gave us meals for Reykjavik, or they give our team meals so that we could stay fueled for the sanctional event.
That's really cool. Did they ship them out to you guys, or do you fly them out?
We flew them out. I mean, it wasn't a ton of meals, but we were able to.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, because their food's amazing, like we just said. But enough about nutrition. Let's get into a little bit of talk about some new business coming up in Maple Valley, like we said on our last podcast.
Yes, so Great White Buffalo is taking over Maple Valley CrossFit, and they're opening August 1st. They will be doing group training and functional fitness. It's not a CrossFit gym, but they will also be offering personal training for like individuals and then just like small group training. They have a Founders Special, which is a Legacy Unlimited membership for $140 a month, but that's only if you purchase your membership within August. It ends August 31st. So after August 31st, their price is going to go up from that.
I wonder why they call themselves Great White Buffalo.
She explained it a while ago to me. It has something to do with their core values and like what a Great White Buffalo actually represents.
I was going to say, because there's some meaning behind that. Like, it's the thing you're always seeking.
Yep. They explain it on their website. It's www.happygwb.com. There you can also sign up to be a member at their new gym.
Do they have any Instagram hashtag that people can look at and check it out if they want to? Or
I'm not sure, but I believe their Instagram is HappyGWB, if you want to look them up at all.
And they do more than fitness, right?
Yep. Their company they do like group retreats where they'll like purchase like a whole like bungalows or whatever, like places where people could stay.
I think I've seen that. I thought that was always going on vacation.
Yeah, they went to...
Those are clinics?
Yeah, they went to Bali, Indonesia, where they just like get a group of people and they do fitness there. They do like journaling. They do meditation. And they were telling me like they do all this cool stuff there. I did some marketing stuff for them. And it seems really, really cool and something I definitely do for
that
sure.
That is great. Journaling's a great thing to do. I used to journal a lot. I wish I still did. I always write down my weightlifting. That's what, if anybody else that's out there doing CrossFit, you should start journaling, at least so you know all your maxes, so you can go off your percentages.
Yep. I use Wattify, so hopefully it doesn't go down.
Yeah, no, Wattify's great. If any other gyms are out there and don't have Wattify, you should look into getting it. It tells you when you've PR'd. It'll have history from years back, tell you workouts you've done twice. Journals for you.
I can't even imagine us not having Wattify. Like before we had Wattify, we literally just wrote stuff down on a whiteboard and then posted pictures on Facebook. Like, what?
Yeah, and then you had to keep track of it in your own Wattbook.
I know. Yep.
Wattify is awesome because when you go to other gyms, if they have Wattify, it integrates seamlessly.
Yep, it's awesome. And it's right there on your phone. You can look anything up you need to know. I would not change it. I would not go back to writing in the book if I have to. Technology, we have it. Let's use it.
This episode is not sponsored by Wattify. Thank you.
Or Northwest Fit Meals or Great White Buffalo.
But if you guys are listening, we could use some sponsors for sure.
Love it.
We're to all about that, those hand-me-outs too. Speaking of sponsors and people stopping by, this week at the gym we had the Fit Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Guys
yeah.
pop in and they let us try some of those new Fit Aid Zeros. And
so amazing.
Yeah, they're really good. If you guys haven't tried them, I don't know if they're out yet.
No, I think they are.
They must have just come out then. Because when we were in Iceland, they weren't going to be able to get those. I think they told me until September.
Yeah.
But Eric is his name. I can't remember his last name right now, but he popped in and he gave a bunch of us Fit Aids. And they were tasty.
Gunderson?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Eric Gunderson and his wife, and I have no idea who she is. Yeah. John?
Renee, I think.
Oh, no way.
Yes, pull it out. Nice. Got it right on.
But
cool.
I still, I understand them catering to everyone, but, the zero sugar, why do you need a zero sugar thing when you only have 7 grams of sugar in your normal Fit Aid?
Well,
anyways?
I think what it was, they're trying to get into that ketogenic range, then the average Fit Aids are right around 17. I think the highest one was 22.
Yeah.
And these are zero.
Yeah, they do have calories. I didn't know that, but the can on the side says it has 9 calories in it. So it isn't 100% zero, but it's zero sugar.
Zero
carb. Yeah. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot left there. And I liked them. I liked the taste of them. I thought one of them tasted like cotton candy myself, but nobody else told me they tasted like that. So.
Of the keto ones?
The zero ones.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be the original version. And then they have an RX version too, I think.
God, I love the RX one.
Oh, yeah, they're good. Actually, I just found them at Safeway. I did not know that Life Aid and Fit Aid were sold in Safeway, but I bought 7 of them because that's how many they had there, and they were on sale for $2.69 a can.
Oh, that's way better than the Claw CrossFit deal. Yeah.
Save me a little bit of cheddar.
Yeah. Also, some stuff going on. The Cass Aid Classic online qualifier just ended.
Yes, it did.
Two males from our own gym got into the top 5 of the men's RX. Christian Boyd got 3rd and Taylor Myers got 4th under George Sanchez and Mitchell Sanchez, which was cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. We had some ladies qualify also. I mean, we had Julia Hendrickson, my wife, and Victoria Hernandez. They both placed in the middle pack, I believe.
Mark's Victoria got right now. Victoria placed 18th and Julia placed 20th. And another female that we know, she works out at CrossFit Federal Way. Her name is Amber Takara. She's actually good friends with Nikki and she's helping them with the Great Buffalo stuff. But she got 13th, which is cool. So we got some names in the on the leaderboard here.
Yeah,
for this.
Amber, she's pretty good. I remember her working out at the Summer Smackdown last year.
Yep.
Tiny but mighty, I think, is one of
her
hashtags.
Yeah, she was partnered with Victoria.
Yep. And they're both.
She's tiny too.
How tall? Yeah. How tall are they?
Oh man, they're both. You know.
I don't want to. Actually, let's not say anything. Yeah, I don't want to go there. You guys, they're shorter people, but they're BAs here in the gym.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
don't let it fool you.
Yeah. Tiny but mighty is literally the perfect name for them.
Yeah, the Cascade Classic is over. Marcus and I both did compete, and we both made the RX division, but both of us decided to decline our invitation there. We have a lot of stuff going on. I obviously have the Can West in 2 weeks that I'm pretty actually amped up for. My training I've been doing, and I didn't think it was going that well until this week, and this is the strongest I think I've ever felt.
Yeah, that's cool.
The Cascade Classic was a lot of fun. It pushed us mentally and physically.
That's for sure.
And it was definitely a leg burner. And I was super proud to see 4 of our people from the gym get into the top 30 elite. No surprise, though. They went to Iceland and competed over there. So
exactly.
It's good to have them falling around. And it was good to see, you know, Amber from Federal Way, her name in there, a familiar name.
Yep.
And then a couple others. George Sanchez, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a games athlete that made it to the games. And both of our two males from our gym, they just qualified right underneath of him. And I think when they get out there to the Cascade Classic, they're going to mop the floor with him. Just saying, putting my money on those two for sure.
Taylor is an absolutely insane competitor. Like, he's good at qualifiers, but when he is next to someone competing, he will not stop. It is insane to see him compete.
Yeah, he's got an engine that doesn't stop. When I watch him work out here, he just goes. I go, how do you do that? He finishes workouts like way, way before I'm even halfway done.
It's just cardio and a good diet and a good head on his shoulders and he's been digging for a long time.
A lot of it's between the ears. Yeah, he could push through a lot of stuff.
Christian Boyd, he came here. He actually, funny story about him. We'll highlight him just a little bit. He kind of did his own thing, was working out in his gym, did a home gym, and then he looked online and found out who the closest person to work out with that qualified high in the Open, and Taylor's name just happened to pop up, so he came here and started working out with Taylor, and I'd never seen someone that was super strong but had no cardio. And he has come so far, and he placed third in this. It's super jacked for him because I've seen him come from going pretty slow to just dominating these workouts.
I've never seen anyone train as hard as he does. Like, he literally, he's a firefighter, so he has, you know, he works whatever his schedule is. He has 4 days off in a row almost all the time. So those 4 days he has off, he spends literally the entire day working out. He'll start off with like a 5K run plus, maybe more, and then just like moves on to like he eats, then rests, and then he'll go like to work out, lift, and then go back to the
gym. This guy, he eats and breathes CrossFit. He's actually going to compete in Asia in, what is it, September?
I believe so.
I think
isn't it later? Because the Cassie Classic in September.
No, I don't know. I'll have to ask him. Yep. We'll find out. I'll let you know on the next one. But he's going to compete in the First Responders Championship over in Asia, and my money's on him to win it.
Yeah, he was looking up the leaderboard and stuff, and he believes that he'll be pretty high up there too, seeing just the names there.
I can see him. He's just a great athlete, and that's exciting to see someone go over and compete in a different, you know, continent,
especially for first responders and stuff. I think that stuff's so cool, and that
bring
is
back to the plateau.
Yep, and that's a big thing about like why CrossFit was invented. CrossFit was made for first responders and, you know,
SEAL
military and stuff like that, because they have to be prepared for literally anything, and that's what CrossFit is.
Yeah, it's prepared me for a lot of things. I just went hiking, just did 7 miles yesterday, and I wasn't even tired afterwards, and that's all awesome. To do with CrossFit. But other than that, I mean, I think that's going to pretty much wrap us up today. We've talked about a little bit of a diet. We've gone a lot longer on this podcast, which is awesome because that means we had some more content.
That's good, yeah.
On the next one, I think maybe we might just talk about our experience in Iceland. We haven't talked about that yet, and we got a lot to say. Marcus and I...
That's going to be a long one. Yeah, I feel like we have so much to talk about.
There's some fun times. You guys can get a little behind the scenes. I just want to thank John for coming in and chatting with us. Yeah. Go ahead and plug your wife and kind of where they can get her books if they want to check some stuff out.
Yeah, peacelovealandlowcarb.com. If you just Google Kendra, KYNDRA, Holly, HOLLEY, she's the first person that comes up. And she's on all social media platforms with Peace, Love, and Low Carb. And her books are available literally everywhere.
Costco. I saw them in Costco.
Yeah, Costco, Fred Meyer, Barnes & Noble. You're in Canada, Chapters, Indigo.
That's really cool.
Perfect. Yep. Right on. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Marcus,
anything you got left to say?
Nope, that's it. Cool. Thank you, guys. Well, thank you for listening.
Yep, we'll catch you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, guys.